USA News. I'm Dave Collins. While hundreds take part in a Washington, D.C. rally to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine this afternoon at the Lincoln Memorial, the U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia. The new penalties include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals and other entities who support the invasion. When you have access to Zoom, you don't need to go to a toxic chemical train derailment site. That's according to President Joe Biden.
When a reporter outside of the White House asked President Biden, "Are you planning to travel to East Palestine, Ohio?" Biden responded, "At this point, I'm not. I did a whole video Zoom. All I can think of every time I think of Zoom is that song in my generation, Who's Zooming Who?" Referring to the 1985 song by the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Biden then argued against allegations that his administration isn't doing enough in its response to the train derailment. I'm Corey Myers.
A teenager is among those under arrest for a shooting at a Georgia gas station which left 9 children hurt. Happened in Columbus, Georgia. The teen is 15. His name is not being released, but 35-year-old D'Angelo Robinson Sr. is also in custody. Robinson is charged with 8 counts of aggravated assault. The victims in last week's shooting were as young as 5. 2 people are dead, 11 others injured after bicyclists were hit by a pickup truck in Arizona. Happened this morning in Goodyear, west of Phoenix, and police spokesperson Lisa Berry shared some of the details on what happened.
We have a single vehicle with a male driver, adult male driver, who has remained on scene and is cooperative with police.
One person died at the scene while another passed away at the hospital. What caused the accident is under investigation. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's going to be a busy next few days on Florida's Space Coast. SpaceX is planning to launch another batch of Starlink Internet satellites on Sunday afternoon in a mission that's been delayed from Thursday. Early Monday morning, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is set to propel 4 new crew members to the International Space Station. There is some positive about the economy, but inflation is still a concern.
Consumer sentiment's on the rise again for a third straight month, according to the University of Michigan. February's last reading ended 3% higher compared to January. Over the longer term, though, people still appear concerned about inflation, and the numbers are still about 20 points below the historical average. The Commerce Department reported the biggest jump in consumer spending in 2 years. Those numbers indicate a recession is unlikely. I'm Karen Sloan.
A severe winter storm is bringing a rare blizzard warning to Southern California. A blizzard warning for the mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties remains in effect until 4 p.m. Pacific, and travel in the mountains is highly discouraged. Forecasters expect snow totals as deep as 5 feet by tonight. Port Canaveral's now the world's busiest cruise port there in Florida. Industry rankings released this week show Port Canaveral had over 4,072,000 multi-day passengers last year, about 50,000 more than longtime leader Port of Miami. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.